Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and warm sunshine in Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a light breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Walla reported on Israel and Turkey's complex relationship over the past 75 years, highlighting incidents like the Mavi Marmara and unusual security deals. Also, the Times of Israel shared that Trump announced a new oil deal with Venezuela, aiming to tackle high gas prices amid the ongoing Iran conflict. Also this hour, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency recounted El Al's remarkable operations during wartime, with staff working under threat of bombs and airstrikes. Separately, just in, the Jerusalem Post featured an Israeli blacksmith who transforms missile remnants into art, describing it as his playground. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, a celebration in Tel Aviv marked the wedding of former hostage Emily Damari, surrounded by fellow survivors. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, has publicly condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker. Belaz News reported, in a post from earlier, that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats following a Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, detailed Netanyahu's future vision for Israel, highlighting Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial stance on UNRWA and actions against terror supporters. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel and Turkey's relationship. Walla highlighted that the ties between these nations have been unpredictable. From stuck vehicles in 1949 to late-night diplomatic meetings, their interactions have been a roller coaster. This historical context underscores the delicate balance of current diplomatic ties. Turning to the U.S. and Venezuela oil deal, the Times of Israel reported that the agreement aims to mitigate high gas prices amid the Iran war. By sourcing oil at cost from Venezuela, the U.S. hopes to stabilize its energy market. This move could influence global oil prices and regional economic dynamics. Meanwhile, El Al's resilience story from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency shows the airline's tenacity during conflicts. Operating under constant threats, they ensured connectivity despite challenges. This resilience highlights the airline's crucial role in maintaining national morale and connectivity. Moving to the blacksmith story, the Jerusalem Post shared how an Israeli artisan repurposes missile debris into meaningful art. This transformation symbolizes resilience and creativity amidst conflict. His work offers a unique perspective on turning trauma into healing. Finally, the wedding of Emily Damari in Tel Aviv. The Australian Jewish News celebrated a heartwarming story of love and resilience. Her marriage to Dani Amit is a testament to enduring hope and community support following her hostage ordeal. This event showcases the power of unity and healing. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reported that Nvidia is poised to acquire AI platform Hugging Face for $12.9 billion. If completed, this deal would bolster Nvidia's AI capabilities significantly. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, Nvidia has set new revenue records, yet market expectations remain high. Despite impressive figures, the market anticipated even greater growth. And finally, from Globes, SSI is rumored to unveil a groundbreaking language model soon. With significant investments and operations in Tel Aviv, this launch could mark a new era in AI technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.